the Grace Assembled Devotees, all Grace Assembled Devotees, all Grace Assembled Devotees, all Grace, all Grace to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text number, sorry, Canto 11, Chapter 23, Text number 33 to 40, series of verses. We'll just read verse 33 and then together chant verse 40. Okay. Sorry, we'll together chant verse 33 and then I'll chant verse 40. Tam vai pravasyam bhikshum avadhutam asat janaha drishtva paryabham paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi tam vai pravayasam bhikshuh avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavam bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi tam vai paryavasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi tam vai pravayasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi. Tam vai paryavasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi. Tam vai pravayasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi. Matajis. Tam vai pravayasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi. Tam vai pravayasam bhikshum avadhutam asajjanaah drishtva paryabhavan bhadra bhavibhi paribhutibhi. Tam, him, vai, indeed, pravayasam, old, bhikshum, the beggar, avadhutam, unclean, asat, low class, janaha, persons, drishtva, seeing, Paryabhavan, dishonored. Bhadra, O kind Uddhava. Bhavibhi, with many. Paribhutibhi, insults. Translation. O kind Uddhava, seeing him as an old dirty beggar, rowdy persons would dishonor him with many insults. We'll read the next few translations. Some of these persons would take away his sannyasi rod and some the water pot which he was using as a begging bowl. Some took his deerskin seat, some his chanting beads, and some would steal his torn ragged clothing. Displaying these things before him, they would pretend to offer them back, but then would hide them again. When he was sitting on the bank of a river, about to partake of the food that he has collected by his, that he had collected by his begging, such sinful rascals would come and pass urine on it, and they would dare to spit on his head. Although he had taken a vow of silence, they would try to make him speak, and if he did not speak, they would beat him with sticks. Others would chastise him, saying, "This man is just a thief." And others would bind him up with rope, shouting, "Tie him up! Tie him up!" They would criticize and insult him, saying, "This man is just a hypocrite and a cheat. He makes a business of religion simply because he lost all his wealth and his family threw him out." Some would ridicule him by saying, "Just see this great powerful sage. He's as steadfast as Himalaya mountains. By practice of silence, he strives for his goal with great determination, just like a duck." Other persons would pass foul air upon him, and sometimes others would bind his twice born Brahmana in chains and keep him captive like a pet animal. Evam sabhautikam dukham daivikam daihikam chayat bhuktavyam atmano dishtam praptam praptam abhudyata. The Brahmana understood that all his sufferings from other living beings, from the higher forces of nature, and from his own body was unavoidable, being allotted to him by providence. Purport. Many cruel persons harassed the Brahmana, and his own body caused him suffering in the form of fever, hunger, thirst, fatigue, etc. The higher forces of nature are those that cause excessive heat, cold, wind, and rain. The Brahmana realized that his suffering was due to his false identification with his material body and not to the interaction of his body with external phenomena. Rather than try to adjust his external situation, he tried to adjust his Krishna consciousness and thus realize his actual identity as eternal spirit soul.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Nadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
The Brahmana understood that all his suffering from other living beings, from the higher forces of nature, and from his own body was unavoidable, being allotted to him by providence. Hare Krishna. Through these translations, we've seen the story of the Avadhuta Brahmana summarized by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. Paradoxically, this Brahmana, when he came to accept that he had been miserly throughout, in fact, this Brahmana prays that I, in the spirit, in the pursuit of Kama, I gave up Dharma. In the pursuit of Moksha, in the pursuit of Artha, I gave up Kama. In fact, his pursuit was all a mess. Dorena Hyavaram Karma, Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya, Buddhau Shanam Anvicha, Kripana Palayetava. Krishna uses the word Kripana, miserliness. And that kind of is summed up in the Purva Itihas, the prequel to what we are seeing today. So miserly he was that his own relatives abandoned him. That's very painful. For whom are you accumulating all this? Long back, one devotee gave me a story book. He said, and there were like nice inspirational stories. And there was a story of a miserly old man who had amassed so much wealth that eventually he had to part with the wealth. But he had a special quality. He was a kripana. So he had been amassing all this wealth with a single pointed focus on how this wealth should never be lost, even after he dies. So what did he do? He had sons, but he would not part with his wealth. He kept some servants to take care of the wealth. So he had to pay them, but he was very miserly in paying the servants as well. Nothing should be used. And eventually, when he was about to die, he was scared, after my death, if the servants start using this wealth, what do I do? So he dug up a big hole, a tunnel, and then he asked the servants to take all the wealth into the tunnel. And when they were all inside the tunnel with the wealth, he locked the tunnel from outside because he was to die. So he said, these guys, they will take care of the wealth, but they will not be able to use the wealth. Now this is the mentality of a miserly person. Neither will he enjoy, nor will the others let others enjoy. And this is exactly what this Brahmana, he said a few verses before, verse number 14, the same Avanti Brahmana, he says, Sachadeha maho kashtam vrithatma menrupatitaha na dharmaya na kamaya yasyarthaya idrishaha. Look at idrisha, look at what I did. Idrisha, this way, what did I do? My wealth was useful neither for dharma, nor for artha, nor for kama. Therefore, Shukdev Goswami, outset of the Srimad Bhagavatam, what does he say? Kamasanendriya priti labo jiveta yavata. Jivasya tatva jigyasa nato yashreya karma bihi. One should never make artha and kama subservient to dharma. Because ultimately, that same artha and kama will become one's own enemy. That's what happened in the case of this Avanti Brahmana. And in fact, kama is also not to be pursued just for satisfying our senses. Krishna says, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. So, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That which is being laid out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that dharma, when we follow, then there is fulfillment of the artha and kama. Now, in the current situation, the Brahmana has realized all this. But yet, he's been subject to such tyranny, literally tyranny, unthinkable of.
one might expect at least some sympathy. But there is no sympathy, no giving away after all his admissions. He is admitting all this. And how was this Brahmana able to take all this? Sometimes we admit with the hope and the expectation that our history can be whitewashed. Whatever I have done can be forgotten. But often that doesn't happen. And in fact, that will never happen. Because there is going to be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth is law of nature. Therefore, Prabhupada was very, didn't mince any words when he brought out this book, The Laws of Nature. Some people got shaken up after reading that book. Everything gets accounted for. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. But the Avadhuta Brahmana, through his mood of devotion, he is also teaching us a very important point. That what the process of sadhana prepares us is not that the reactions get minimized or disappear, but that we have prepared ourselves to receive the reactions. Prabhupada would often give this example of a cat taking the mouse in its mouth and a kitten in its mouth. And Prabhupada would ask devotees, what's the difference? The difference is that the kitten feels secure in the mouth of the cat because the cat is protecting the kitten. On the other hand, the rat, it's death. The jaws of the cat is death for the rat. So it's not just a question of whether you are experiencing the mouth or not. What are you experiencing in that mouth? What is the relationship you have established with the mouth of the cat? What is the relationship the entity has with the cat? Similarly, when there is turbulence in our life, the question is, what is that pivot? What are we pivoting that experience on? Relationship? Just like a father may beat the child. Is the child experiencing the relationship of the father and the love of the father? The care for the father, the foresight of the father? Or is the child experiencing rebel? Because that is the choice to make. The choice is not whether it will come or not. How much, what control do we have? For all the tapasya of the Pandavas, they were in forest one after another. Prahlad Maharaj was constantly chanting the names of Vishnu. But yes, when Hiranyakashipu found him to be a rebel, or he perceived him to be a rebel, he was thrown from the tops of cliffs. Unavoidable. Of course, we see such extreme examples in the scriptures, just so that we get a little awakened at least. If the scriptures also give very mild examples. I mean, the tendency is anyways to sleep off, but you would be further sleeping off. But the scriptures kind of trigger. Here's an extreme example. Eyes wide open. So these are extreme. Yet, the scenario, the environment and the mood is actually completely realistic. Because that's what we experience every day. One devotee asked Prabhupada, and we all heard this, why is it that I speak such nice words to others and I hear bitter words in exchange? Prabhupada said, you must have spoken harshly to them in the past. That is coming back. What goes around comes around. In another situation, Prabhupada said, do not blame the instruments of your own reaction. They're instruments. After all, they're instruments. Nimitta. And the nimitta that's specifically been outlined here by the Avadhuta Brahmana is a evam sa bhautikam dukkha. Dukkham adibhautikam adidaivikam dukkham daivikam daihikam chayat. Bhuktavyam atmano drishtam praptam abudyata. So he says, he's accepting all that is coming through the three nimittas from his own body, from other living beings, and from higher forces of nature. Sometimes, we have heard this very difficult to imagine story of Haridas Thakur being beaten in 22 marketplaces. It's explained that the waves of the good qualities of Haridas Thakur, Prahlada Samanatanra Gunera Taranga Yamanatarane o yandra nahika bhrubhanga. He explained that his qualities, Haridas Thakur, his qualities were like those of Prahlad Maharaj. There's a beautiful painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Haridas Thakur right near the entrance. So what is Haridas Thakur's great quality? He said that he did not even slightly raise an eyebrow when persecuted by the Muslim ruler. What is the story? Most amazing story. Bhrubhanga. That is the figure of speech used by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Someone speaks in raised voice to us. At the least, our eyebrows go up. Right? Mere saath kaise kya bol sakte? As a uchi awaaz mein kya bol rahe ho? At least have discipline of speaking to me in toned down voice. But here, Haridas Thakur is persecuted. How? He's brought in front of Nawab and the Qazi is there. Qazi has a report of all the activities Haridas Thakur has done. He's chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Constantly chanting the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's a Muslim, born into a Muslim family. Instead of following the Quran, he's following the Hindu scriptures. That was a complaint. Nawab said, please accept Haridas Thakur. He did not deter. He said, even if you break my body into small pieces, 1,000 pieces, each piece will emanate the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nawab tried to explain. You will not achieve heaven. But finally the Qazi was so angry. He said, this kafir has to be beaten in 22 marketplaces. So Nawab had to yield to what the Qazi said. Though the Nawab's heart was softening. So he was taken one marketplace. Whipped. With all the might, because the other instruction the Nawab had given to these servants is, if you bring this person alive, you will be dead. So can you imagine? They had to beat so that they survive. So how much they would have beaten Haridas Thakur. And constantly through the beating process, Haridas Thakur was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The onlookers, the passerbys, I mean, they had tears in their eyes. They couldn't tolerate this. So painful. I mean, they said, please excuse him. What wrong has he done? They were praying to the Lord. They were in fact wanting to protect Haridas Thakur by offering themselves 22 marketplaces. But even at the end of the 22 marketplaces, exactly what Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Nahika Bhrubhanga. His eyebrows did not raise. What does it mean? He wasn't blaming those servants who were beating him. Again, extreme examples. In fact, later on, after the entire episode, when Haridas Thakur, he's in the assembly of Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas are feeling very sad. How could this have happened to you? They were reflecting. They were crying. Haridas Thakur said, no, because I heard blasphemy unto the holy names of Krishna, therefore I deserve this. Of course, that was his consciousness of receiving Krishna's grace. But unbearable torture. Even at the end of all this, Haridas Thakur, he was constantly chanting the holy names. The servants, they were scared. They said, please tell us, we will not survive if this happens. Please help us, protect our lives. So just to protect their lives, Haridas Thakur, he laid down lifeless. Here, I quit my body. The servants brought Haridas Thakur. Nawab said, okay, let's bury him. Qazi said, no. He's a kafir. He cannot be buried. His body should be thrown into the Ganga. He cannot get the last rites befitting of a proper Muslim. So his body was thrown into the Ganga, but by Krishna's amazing, miraculous plan, Haridas Thakur floated to the side of the Ganga and he became conscious. He was conscious, and he was, the moment his consciousness was only emanating the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And at the end of all this, the Nawab, he did submit. He submitted to the miracle of Haridas Thakur. Right. So, one is of course a detail which we simply cannot imitate. In fact, Prabhupada, time and again, he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his different associates, set the climax of examples. And they are meant to be inspirational. We take the spirit, the Bhru Bhranga, the fact that he did not blame someone else. Prabhupada, similarly, in a purport, the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 10th chapter, he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his principles through four chief followers. Among them, he gives the example of Ramananda Rai, complete sense control. And then he gives the example of Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, was meeting a young boy. Every day, and the young boy was very drawn to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Damodar Pandit, he said, Oh Lord, I know you are the supreme independent personality of Godhead. Yet, whatever you do, others will also follow. This boy, his mother is a widow and she is young. She is a young, she is widow, and people will draw the association. The fact that you are meeting this boy every day. Because this boy was, Damodar Pandit initially tried to stop the boy from meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the boy, he could not be stopped. That's how much he was drawn to Lord Chaitanya. So Damodar Pandit spoke to Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada says, again, we cannot imitate Damodar Pandit, correcting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet at the same time, in this purport, Prabhupada says, Damodar Pandit was notable for his objectivity as a critic. So again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his opulence to Damodar Pandit. This also cannot be imitated by anyone else. And Prabhupada says, Haridas Thakur is exceptional for his forbearance because although he was beaten with canes in 22 marketplaces, he was nevertheless tolerant. And finally, Prabhupada gives the case of Sanatana Goswami. He belonged to a most respectable Brahmana family, was exceptional in his humility. Everything that came, he accepted it as Krishna's grace. So in this way, through these exemplary lives of personalities like Haridas Thakur, we can draw unlimited inspiration that the most difficult situation like that of the Avanti Brahmana, Haridas Thakur, it's not that things just ended with one or two episodes. It's continuous. Something or the other. It's not that he was only, there was an attempt only to minimize his position by the Qazi and the Nawab. Even the Brahmana community, they said, oh, you're from a Muslim family, you're from a lower caste. You can't be the principal Shraddha offering of Dvaitacharya cannot go to you. So in this way, in every situation, there was an attempt to ridicule Haridas Thakur. But so absorbed was he in his devotion to Krishna that for him, all of these were kind of superficial. Now, what do we do in our life? Is it possible? As Prabhupada says, we can't imitate. Very clearly, even here he says, we can't imitate. Then what is the inspiration we draw? How do we actually practice what the Avadhuta Brahmana did or what the great associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? We'll take one more example. There are so many beautiful case studies, fortunately. Srila Nityanand Prabhu, he was in his different tours, he went to a village called Denur. Denur is a village where the great Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, resided. So Nityanand Prabhu, he went to the house of, he was with Vrindavan Das Thakur, and one day it's explained that after prasadam, Nityanand Prabhu asked Vrindavan Das Thakur, is there some haritaki, which is you mouth freshener after you eat, do you have some haritaki? He said yes. He opened his dhoti and in the dhoti was some haritaki. Nityanand Prabhu immediately asked, the impression Nityanand Prabhu had was that Vrindavan Das Thakur would go around begging and then bring the Haritaki. But you've already made this arrangement. Sanchita Vritti, you are trying to accumulate. The Avadhuta Brahmana, he had this same mindset. He was simply trying to accumulate. So Vrindavan Thakur, you have this tendency to accumulate. So I punish you that because you are accumulating without the need, instead of begging when there is a need, you should stay back here. So this shattered the heart of Vrindavan Thakur because he wanted to accompany Nityananda Prabhu. Now what did Vrindavan Das Thakur do? Apparent punishment. Now see, we always say apparent punishment, but that's always in retrospect, after the incident happened. Many times in our life also we say apparent, but then it is not apparent. That time it is real, no apparent. So Vrindavan Das Thakur was not apparently shattered, he was really shattered. Completely shattered. How can I not accompany you? But he also accepted his mercy in the form of that scolding. That's very important. Acceptance. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano munjano evatma kritam vipakam. Hridvagva papubhir vidhanam namaste. Offering obeisances with our body, mind and words. Accepting what comes. That's the first and foremost step. That what has come, have you acknowledged and accepted? Doesn't mean that it's easy. That's why Chanakya Pandit specifically says that, especially, you know, the Lalayat Panchavarshani Dashavarshani Tade, the Tadanam for children between the years of 5 and 10 is when you create in them the mood of acceptance. And we can see very clearly between generations, the latest generation finds it very difficult to accept anything at all. Even if for 5 minutes a mobile phone doesn't function, a person get so bewildered. But acceptance, the first and foremost is acceptance. There is some plan here. Let me accept what the situation. And when Vrindavan Das Thakur, he accepted it, Nityananda Prabhu blessed him. In fact, blessed him and he was empowered to stay in that place and compile the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now you can imagine, in a day and age when there is no laptop, etc., if you have to compile a literature, you need to sit in one place, meditate, focus. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, that apparent punishment was the biggest blessing for all of us. And not just for us. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur also received it as blessing. With pain. So the second point is, seeking a pleasure in every situation is always going to lead to illusory situation. For Krishna says very, very clearly in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita that Dhyayato Vishyan Bumsa Sangasteshu Bajayate. If your contemplation is how I'll get enjoyment, how I'll get pleasure, then one has deceived oneself. Because that pursuit takes you somewhere else. You wanted to go to church gate, but you will now go to Kalyan. Why? Because your focus is pleasure. How I will be satisfied. Vrindavan Das Thakur was not, his focus was not pleasure, he was pained. But just because he was pained, he did not change the direction. His yardstick did not change. What is your yardstick? Comfort is always helpful. But is comfort the yardstick? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. What do you value? I mean, generally, you know, when people give exams, right after exam, do students feel tensed up? Right after giving an exam, what is the expression? What is the rejoice? Why? Because exams are over. But one day before the grades are out, are they rejoicing? One day before the grades are out. Just like yesterday, I conducted my exam for 150 students. After that, they were enjoying. Ha, relaxed. But on 4th, we'll be releasing the grades. The 3rd, what will be the expression? Kal grade aa raha hai. Right? So, in fact, a similar example is given in the Mahabharata also. That you see how the same episode is being perceived so differently in two different situations. Why? Because your yardstick is different. So with changing yardsticks, how is it possible to have Vyavasayatmika Buddhi? Vyavasayatmika Buddhi ekeha kuranandana. Bahu shakayanantasya buddhayo avyavasayina. When the intelligence is multifogged, then a person cannot pursue. In fact, the person is not even clear what he wants to pursue. Because he's changing goalpost. As I say, it's a moving goalpost. So therefore, the second point is not seeking pleasure in every situation. How is this going to please me? I'll sit and chant Hare Krishna. How is it going to please me? Pleasure is a byproduct. Chant and be happy. Two different things. Right? You chant. Chant in one place. Chant properly. Pronounce very clearly. That is one component. I have to do that. And yes, do it in a happy mood. But it's not that I do chanting with a fruitive mindset. Are ab tak khushi nahi hui. And still I'm not happy. I'm still not experiencing ecstasy. Because if we become fruitive, then again, we will lose track of the goal. What is the goal? The goal is not just pleasure. The goal is to please. Goal is to experience the love Krishna has for each one of us. I mean, he's reciting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Just to contrast this very interesting episode of Vrindavan Das Thakur, let's take from the Mahabharata the case study of Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya. Actually, Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya and Vidura. So then Sanjaya came back as a Shanti Dut. He had gone to as a Shanti Dut to the Pandava Paksha right before the war was to begin. A last attempt to kind of look for some alternative. And Sanjaya, Krishna had communicated to Sanjaya in beautiful words. And Sanjaya understood all that, started communicating to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra told Sanjaya, you and I went to the same Gurukula. It's interesting. Both the Sanjaya Sarathi and Dhritarashtra went to the same Gurukul. You understand code language. I don't understand code language at all. How is it? So Sanjaya, he makes the same point. He says that what are you seeking will determine what you see. Right? If you're seeking pleasure, then that's all you'll see. But if you're seeking truth, then you'll see differently. So Dhritarashtra said, please, Sanjaya, please, tell me what message you have got, specific message. Sanjaya said, tomorrow morning I will tell you. Tomorrow morning? I can't sleep tonight. Sanjaya said, I gave the example of exam, right? Pariksha results. I said, the result is going to change in one day. You wait till tomorrow. So that night, Dhritarashtra could not sleep. It's called Prajagara Parva. He could not sleep only, whole Jagara, entire night he was awake. So he went to Vidura. So Sanjaya, Vidura. That's how it is. At least that was good quality of Dhritarashtra. He went to Vidura, said, I am not able to sleep at all. So, very lovingly, Vidura says, there are some reasons why a person is not able to sleep. He says that the reason why a person is not able to sleep is Abhiyuktam Balavata Durbalam Hina Sadhanam Hristvam Kaminam Choram Avishanti Prajagara. That's where the Prajagara Parva begins. The reasons why a person doesn't sleep is Abhiyuktam Balavata. You have created enmity with someone who's stronger than you. And then Hristvam Kaminam. Your heart is just filled with Kama. Then you cannot sleep. And then he says, Choram Avishanti, or you are habituated to stealing others' property. Now, Dhritarashtra didn't say, but he was counting on fingers. He said, actually, everything I have done. So it's not just one sleepless night. Many sleepless nights you'll have. For each of those, you'll have a different sleepless night. In fact, he gives 8 reasons why a person doesn't get good sleep. So he gives beautiful advice to Dhritarashtra through it's called the Vidura Niti. Now, the interesting point I want to arrive at, after all this advice, after Sanjaya telling, in fact, Sanjaya next day comes to Dhritarashtra and tells the beautiful names of Krishna. He explains what Damodara means, what Krishna means, what Vasudeva means. After hearing all this, from Vidura also, Dhritarashtra had a desire. He said, can you please tell me a little bit about Atma Tattva? Because all your instructions are saying that we have to focus on that which is sublime, subtle, and that is Atma. And the connection of Atma with the Paramatma. Can you explain a little bit more about Atma Tattva? Because you have explained in Vidura Niti how one should live in this life. But what is that constitutional position of Atma? So Vidura says, actually speaking, I'm not very qualified to explain this to you. You are so keen to hear this. Sanak, the Kumaras are coming. It's called Sanak Sujata Parva. They are going to come here. They are qualified to explain about the Atma Tattva. Let them come. They will explain. You ask your question to them. So when the Kumaras came, interesting, Dhritarashtra, he started listening from them a bit about the Atma Tattva. That the Atma is, Natve Vaham Jatu Nasam Natvam Neme Janadipa, that the Atma never perishes. He says, so please tell me how I can live in this body for eternity, I can keep ruling, Duryodhan, everyone can keep living eternally. This is the culmination of his question to the four Kumaras after they came. Kumaras had to scold him. Why? Because, of course, they scolded in a Shastric manner. Many times there are very interesting ways, the way verses are spoken to awaken a person. That therefore it is explained that when the karma is the only goal, even when you are talking about Atma Tattva, your question is so perverted. You are only thinking of how I can keep living. Now Kumaras are here and Vidura felt unqualified, but because he could not heed to the simple advice of Vidura, even his questions on Atma Tattva were so perverted. So therefore the second point is very important. How are we able to withstand these difficult situations if we are not just looking for pleasure? Therefore it is explained again and again, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, from the childhood, if in the children, as early as possible, we create the samskara. I mean, Prabhupada made such Herculean effort to spread to make sure that the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spreads in the West. I mean, going to Sumati Morarji, going one place after another, just almost like a beggar. And he was a yachaka in all spirit. He was asking, seeking help, please help me fulfill the mission of my spiritual master. Finally, with a trunk load of books, he was set sail on Jaladuta. But then, what does he say? Ani acho jadi prabhu amare nachao nachao, right? In fact, he says that you please make me dance as you want. Even after this, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was beautifully sharing this. That even if, all this arrangement has been made, but the arrangement doesn't mean that I am not going to rejoice. Now you please make me dance. You know what is there in store for me. This beautiful prayer, Bado Kurpa Koile Krishna Adamera Prati. This beautiful prayer coming from the heart of Srila Prabhupada, explaining his complete surrender to the will of the Lord in the midst of the ocean, having suffered 3 heart attacks, just tells of what, at least a fraction of that, if we could follow, we will actually stop complaining in our life. Prabhupada was not complaining. Oh, after all this effort, I got a Jaladuta ship. And after all this effort, I still got 3 heart attacks. And after all that, he is saying, please make me dance as you like. I'll put in my full efforts. But the result is in your hands. And this is very, very beautiful bhajan. My elder daughter, it's her favorite. So every evening we sing this bhajan. It's such a nice meditation. The mood of Srila Prabhupada as he embarks on this most sacred voyage, it's not that once he was in the US, things were all clear. Yes, there was correspondence made in Boston. With Sali Agarwal. So there was arrangement. It's not that Prabhupada had made no arrangement. It's not that arrangements had fructified. It wasn't clear. In fact, Prabhupada had a return ticket as well. Can you imagine? How is he going to preach in a big country like USA where the density is so low? Here, population density is very high. Traveling from one place to another, no money. So whatever he could prepare, he prepared. The rest is in your hands, Krishna. So if you are seeking pleasure in every step, it's very difficult to experience the hand of Krishna. And the third very important point is we should also take advice. In difficult situations, Krishna as Paramatma, as Chaitya Guru, is always there giving us directions. Yet, Krishna will arrange time and again that someone or the other will also advise us. So being open to advice in such testing situations is also very important. And we have this beautiful example from Ramayana. Lord Ram is explained in one verse that Lord Ram was always like a mirror. Whenever he would be someone like Nishad Raj Guha, when he made that person feel so valued that the other person experience was floating in the love of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram would often inspire just by reflecting the other person's qualities. This is a very nice analogy used by Valmiki, Maharshi Valmiki. So here is the episode we are now referring to is when Mother Sita has been abducted by Ravana. And Lord Ram is in great pain. Why great pain? First of all, he can't see Mother Sita. Secondly, there's no clue of where she would have gone. There was no GPS location. There's no clue. In fact, first he tells Lakshmana, let's go to Godavari. She must be there bathing. No sign of Sita Devi. She comes back. They come back to the Parnakutir and there they find the flowers of Mother Sita's hair strewn all over. And that shattered Lord Ram's heart. Because someone has abducted Mother Sita. That was clear. But who? Was it one person? Was it a big army? Nothing is clear. And all that happened in a matter of a few minutes when until then Lakshman was there with Mother Sita. So that was even more difficult. Lord Ram exchanged heavy words with Lakshman. I told you not to leave. Why did you leave? But Mother Sita, she spoke very difficult, heavy words to me. What do I do? So difficult the situation. So Lord Ram goes and asks a tamal tree, "Oh tamal tree, Mother Sita would every day take your flowers and decorate herself. She was always looking for your flowers. Did you not look for Sita? Where is Sita? You tell me where is Sita." He is talking to different trees. No answers. Ask the Parvata, the mountain, "Where is Sita? Please tell me which direction she has gone." No answers. No answers from the river. He turns to the skies, the devatas. What were you doing? Witnessing? Just witnessing this nice this episode and having fun? Please tell me where is Sita. No answer. Mamarosha prayuktanam vishikhanam balam suraha drakshanti adya vimuktanam amarshat duragaminam. He says, all of you think I'm weak. Now let me display my strength. You'll all see my strength. The entire sky will be flooded with arrows. To the extent that your vision itself will be impaired. You can't see anything. And all of you will be paralyzed for long. So he speaks very, very heavy words. He takes his bow and arrow. And Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram. I mean, he was Maryada Purushottam Avatar. He certainly experienced great pain when he could not see Mother Sita. But ultimately he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now when he's about to display his strength, all the devatas, they are shivering. I mean, what turned out to be a moment of celebration for us, that Sita Devi has been taken by Ravana, so that at the end of Ravana is near, now suddenly twist in the story, Lord Ram wants to destroy us. So angry he was. He said, all of you will be destroyed and all of you start falling down as rains. So in the midst of all this, what did Lakshmana do? Beautiful. The more you read, the more you appreciate the brotherly affection that Lakshman had for Lord Ram. And also the supreme quality of Lord Ram, where he is listening to Lakshmana. I mean, there are episodes where he listens to Mother Sita. Mother Sita in the ashrama Sutikshna, he says, "Oh Lord Ram, looks like you're getting too addicted to weapons. I have heard that sages can get completely bewildered just by keeping on looking at weapons. I know you can never fall prey to lust for another woman. You can never speak a lie. But the third vice of being addicted to weapons, is that entering into you?" And Lord Ram didn't get agitated. "How dare you speak like this to me?" And here again we find Lakshman advising Lord Ram. But he's advising so beautifully. He's saying, "Pura bhutva mridhat danta sarva bhuta hite ratah nakrodha vashma apannah prakritim hatumarhasi." He's reminding Lord Ram, Lord Ram, let me list your divine qualities. What are your divine qualities? Pura Bhutva, in the past, all of these divine qualities we have seen in full splendor. Mruduhu Dantaha. Mruduhu, you are very gentle. Dantaha, you are very self-controlled. Sarvabhuta Hite Rataha. You are the well-wisher of every living entity. That Krishna uses the Sarvabhuta Hite Rataha in Bhagavad Gita also. Na Krodha Vashma. You are never under the control of anger. Yes, you may display your anger. In fact, Lord Ram had a controlled display of anger even when Sugriva had forgotten after the Chaturmas period. The Chaturmas just ended, right? So right after that period, Sugriva forgot. Just like sometimes we celebrate after Chaturmas. Sugriva celebrated after Chaturmas. But Lord Ram did a controlled display of anger. But you are never under the control of anger. But now, how is it that you are now slipping into this fury? He said, Chandre Lakshmi Prabha Surya Gati Vayau Bhuvikshama Etaccha Niyatam Sarvam Tvaicha Anuttamam Yashaha. He says, Chandre Lakshmi. In the Chandra, you see the Lakshmi, the splendor, grandeur. And the Surya Prabha, the Tej. And Vayu Gatihi, the speed of the Vayu. And Bhuvikshama, Samudra Vasane Devi, Parvatastana Mandale, Vishnupatni Namastubhyam Padas Parshakshamaswabe. We offer this prayer before getting down from our bed in the morning, that, O Mother Earth, you are the Vishnupatni, you are the consort of Lord Vishnu, and I am going to step my foot on you. I know you are very tolerant, but I beg forgiveness from you, that I am going to set my foot upon you. So, Lakshmana is saying, these are all the qualities of Chandra, of Surya, of Prithvi. But all these qualities are perpetually available in you, O Lord Ram. So this is you. Right? And he says that, O Lord Ram, how can anger overcome you? Ekasya na paradhena lokan hantum tvam arhasi. Lakshman says, points out, says, O Lord Ram, just now what did we see? We saw some flowers strewn here and there. We saw the same ornament that Mother Anusuya had given to Sita Devi. That Sita Devi had dropped there. We see that here. And around that, if you see, there's only space for footstep of one person. Which means that there was not a big army. There was no army that came to abduct Mother Sita. It's only one person. Because it's very clearly a dvandva. I mean, the one person was fighting against some other entity who had feathers strewn over, that was Jatayu. This entire conversation took place very close to where Jatayu attained moksha, the paramgati at the hands of Lord Ram. So for the sake of that one person's misdoing, which is very clear, evident from this, you want to punish everyone else? Is that correct? And not only that, it's the other way. You have taken a vow of protecting everyone. In fact, when you set off to the forest, you took a vow that I will represent Bharata and make sure that in the forest also there is Anushasan. How can you go against what you have yourself taken a vow for? And will it be appropriate given the words you have given to Maharaj Dasharath? Like this, he speaks beautiful words. So in this way, after it's actually almost 1.5-2 chapters of prayers of Lakshman, most amazing. Lakshman says, Lord Ram, let's do the following. Yena rajan hrito sita tam anveshitum arhasi madvitiyo dhanushpanihi sahayai parama rishabihi. Many rishis are here. They will all help us. Let's together search out that person who has abducted Mother Sita and bring an end to his misdoings. That will be appropriate, O Lord Ram. Let's take all care of all these hints. And the rishis are here. You are thinking nobody is there to help. No, rishis are there. They always want. So far they have been helping us. Reach this place. Identify Chitrakoot and so on. So after hearing all these words of Lakshman, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, he was consoled. So we can see this very important third point when we are in difficult situation. The first point we discussed was that accept. If some situation has come, without accepting the difficulty, we cannot even think constructively. The second point is not to seek pleasure. Because if you are seeking pleasure, we will run away from the situation of difficulty. rather than again think constructively. And the third is, in this mindset, because you need this mindset. If you don't have this mindset, we'll become like Dhritarashtra, who had Sanjaya, who had Vidura, but still, and he had the Sanat Kumaras. And if, after all that, he has such meaningless questions, or such meaningless resolution. So therefore, in the mood of pleasing Krishna and not just seeking pleasure for my senses, in the mood of receiving tattenu kampam susumikshamanu, mood that this has come by Krishna's will, by Krishna's arrangement, in that mood, if we take association and hear, then even the most difficult situations, like we see in the most glorious case of Srila Prabhupada, can be turned into a glorious opportunity. With this, we conclude this discussion on the prayers of the Avadhuta Brahmana. Hare Krishna, if there's a question or comment. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Thank you.